Good morning. I was listening to the Circles of Prosperity radio broadcast today, and it struck me an accord in me that's very powerful. While looking in the kitchen window and watching the sun beam everywhere, I'm relying on another light that's inside of us, a very powerful light. Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world, and to be in this world, but not of this world." We call forth the vertical column of light in us, as above, so below, as within, so without, is the premise of reality. And once we're connected to the light that we call forth as a column of light, vertically connecting us with the all that is in mind. Just as Cynthia mentioned in the broadcast, two women shall be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, and the other shall be left. These two women represent power forces of humanity, the female and male masculine energy balance of reality. And when we call forth this reality on the ascending edge that we're leading on in this lifetime, right here and right now, which is very powerful, as the earth is actually changing, we are too. We have to be in compliance with the earth laws and the universal laws and the inner law of the cosmic chakra of connecting our hearts with the heart of God to the heart of man. We always are. Once we do that, the magic comes. We're connected to the elementals, to our intuitive, highly intuitive state, to everything without fear and without worry and without despondency. In spite of our political affiliations on earth, in spite of the financial crises on earth, in spite of tyranny on earth and everything else, we rise above it. And once you do, you are with the all that is. And when that happens, you are in divine alignment. That is my statement for this wonderful broadcast. To always remind yourself, you are God's children, offspring of the Most High, the creator of the all of everything. Remind yourself daily that you are. Affirm. Certify yourself in Him and all that is, and all will be well, and so it is.